Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
You know those runs? Oh, that is good. Alice, the 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, Teddy Swims, Lose Control. That's the only reason we listened to that second song there is because I really did not think you could get all the way down to the garage, move your car, and get back up here in under 3 minutes. I am impressed.
If I can, talk to the people for 1 second. You're going to have dreams in your life. There are going to be negative people around telling you, you can't do it. You can't do that.
Dude, I can barely get to the bathroom and back in this
building. And you're going to say to yourself, no, I can do this. Mm. And they're going to say, no, you can't. But you're going to go ahead and say, I'll show you. And then you go do it. And you know what? Then you show them. And you come walking in and they're like, oh, we started another song. And I'm like, but I'm ready. I did it. Mm. I did it in under 3 minutes.
You didn't do it in under three because we wouldn't have started the other song if you had done it in under three.
How dare you?
It started like 1 second before the door opened. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still, he didn't quite make it. We started the song and I was like, well, I've been kind of wanting to listen to this song. So I guess we'll be waiting the 2 minutes and 26 seconds.
The point is, I did it.
And you know what? Color me impressed. Mm. I'm like, you are 52% sexier than you were when you walked in this morning. Yeah, hot.
I must admit, everything went my way.
Oh.
The elevator was waiting for me right there.
That's the key. The elevator
was waiting for me, and the car that had stolen my spot had moved, so I wasn't in the middle of a conversation going, hey, I don't have time to deal with this every minute in the morning.
Oh, well, don't call her a bitch. I mean.
Who said it was her?
Who said that?
Nobody's talking about who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Sarah and Vinny Show.
It's
Thursday.
Kind of an ass show.
Dump that.
But that's kind of our charm, too. Mm. Oh, yeah, dump all the day and time references. If you're a film aficionado, the 26th San Francisco Independent Film Festival starts today.
Oh.
It runs today through the 18th. So for the next 10 days, it is presented at various venues at the Roxy Theater and Four Star Theater in San Francisco and virtually. And you can get all the info at sfindie.com. If you love yourself a little independent film festival, we got that for you here in San Francisco. Let's see. I like Seth Rogen. I think that he's an enjoyable, relaxed person. He's funny at times. He's done some movies I've guffawed at, and he loves to smoke the doobie weed. He also is a crafter guy, and I'm looking at a post that he did on Instagram, and I stopped because I'm attracted to the sweater he has on. It's kind of it's like if your grandma's cardigan was on LSD. You know, it's a button down the front sweater, and it's like color blocked, all different colors. There's some red, there's some black, there's some yellow, there's some dark purple, there's some pink, there's some green, there's some white. He's got it all. Like that's so I stop. I'm like, oh, that's, and then I see he's making coffee. I'm like, oh, well, that's another thing I love. So it turns out you must wake before you bake. In order to bake, you must first wake. That's a saying, I guess, at his house or him and, you know, the guy he works with all the time, that Evan dude. because he's right there. It says Evan and I. So I looked him up. I'm like, oh, Evan Goldberg. He's a Canadian filmmaker and comedian, and he's collaborated with his childhood friend Seth Rogen on films like Superbad, Pineapple Express, This Is the End, The Interview, Sausage Party, Good Boys, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem.
And?
And now they have a new coffee, which you can see. If you roll that, you can see that he's, like, picture a little Keurig cup.
I'm Seth Rogen.
Oh, all right. Yeah, go play the
person
audio.
Once said, you cannot bake before you wake, which is why Houseplant has partnered with Cometeer to bring you our favorite specialty coffees. Cometeer makes making coffee real easy because they brew the coffee for you and then they flash freeze it. And all you got to do is add water, hot or cold. I added hot. Houseplant coffee, because you got to wake before you bake.
So it's wait. Good. It's got doobie weed in it?
No, it's just coffee. So he...
What?
What?
No, you got to have the doobie weed in the houseplant.
No,
it's
no.
It's called houseplant.
Yeah, it's houseplant, but it's coffee. It's just coffee. This part's just the coffee. And then after, now you're wide awake and you can bake.
Oh.
I really do think he's trying to sell you coffee. So if you picture those little, it's like a good, larger size Nescafe or one of those little Keurig...
Yeah, Keurig cartridges,
yeah.
Those uh-huh. little cups.
Like.
A little bit bigger than that, maybe. And he opens it up and dumps out what appears to be, I don't know, those of you who know about horses, horse poop comes in little muffin.
Wads.
Little, yeah, but they're very specifically shaped. It looks like a horse turd.
Really?
One unit of horse turd. Even when he drops it in there, it seems to have begun to, I guess you have to keep these things frozen. Because it seems to have started to melt, like there's some gross brown liquid in there, too. And then he pours hot water over it.
Yikes.
Flop.
I just can't believe they didn't put the doobie weed in there for you.
Maybe that's something to come. And right now they're just waking
that would be
you
gross.
Up.
Anyway, I don't.
Right about
okay.
That.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Another business of his that, you know, will probably go right. Great.
So the first question is it also $94 a cup?
Did you because ever wake and bake
so
when
much.
You were young?
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. And you must have as well.
Yes, and I have this one memory of it. Like, I've probably done it, you know, as a teenager, I don't know, 100 times. One memory, my friend and I were partying the night before. This is Jason Shirley. I've told you these stories. He lived at UCSD on campus in the dorms, and every weekend his roommate went home. Every weekend, I stayed in his roommate's bed.
And in his roommate's sheets.
Well.
His roommate must have been thrilled.
I don't think it was like that. But anyway, I remember us the night before going, let's roll this thing up, and then the first thing we'll breathe when our eyes open is this. Because that's what kids do.
Yeah.
Not kids, but you know what I mean. College kids.
Right. Specifically.
And we did that. And so that was like, I don't know. I don't know why that
winning,
stands out.
Duh.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, anyway, he's got this new thing. I think his pottery is gorgeous, and I love watching people do the potter's wheel. Like, and he doesn't only do that. He like also shapes things and does all this stuff. But I just think the potter's wheel is like, if I had the kind of room for it, because it's a mess. I don't know if you remember it from art class, but it's a mess. It's like gross, muddy water and just a lot of cleanup, and everything's got to be wiped down. And it's one of those things. I'm always like, I wish I had like a covered area outside where I could just hose the thing off afterward, and with a drain that I could clean out occasionally and collect all the clay that had gathered there. But it just looks so I love that. And then he's a weed guy, and I think that the people who I know for sure definitely do enjoy weed should be the people selling us the weed.
Well, I like that there's no doubt he's an example of someone who partakes but is also highly successful.
Yeah.
Which sort of breaks that, you
the
know,
stigma.
Stoner loser thing that
well,
all I do is order
losers.
Pizza and, you know.
But there's also plenty of people who drink and keep their ass together. And there's plenty
True.
Of people who drink and don't keep their ass together.
Right.
So it's a little
Hello.
Bit of everything. How you doing? Anyway, there you go. Seth Rogen. His latest thing is coffee. And I got to say, I'm behind it. I like it. So many times when I travel, I pack my own coffee gear. Like, I have this little thing I can set over the cup I've also brought, and I get something to heat water up. Usually the hotel will give you that. I've been staying in hotels lately. Like, we stayed in this place in New York. They didn't have a coffee maker. I'm like, what the F? going on
to me
here?
That is a big part of the trip, though, for me, is to walk out in the morning and go find my coffee. So yeah. Like I wouldn't want to make it, or I have to carry my sheets, so you know,
yeah,
like
right, exactly
the things we carry,
right? You made your decision.
I really can't say.
Yeah,
but I do enjoy that first part of just going out into the morning and going, all right, where's the...
I'm always up when it's still dark. And so for me, I'm like, you know what I want? I want a cup of coffee now because no one else is awake. I'm going to sit here and I'll do the spelling bee on my computer and whatever else will entertain me until everyone wakes up. But I need to have my coffee. It just has to happen. Anyway, also hawking stuff. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here's his
I'll
caption.
Take it.
You know, maybe you will. I don't know. 43%. This is what he says. 43%.
That number. That's
your number.
I know.
That's how many people give up on the resolutions they set at the beginning of the new year by February. You want to do? You do kind of a better Arnold than I do. You wanna...
Bryn does the best Arnold.
No, I've
Please.
Got one line. Come on.
Now that we've
got to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Jump.
Now that we've gotten through January and into February, let's all say it together. Not this year. He has an app. It's called the Pump app. Mm. Pump. Link in bio. And you get it for, you sign up for our annual membership, you get a $100 gift. So I don't know what you have to, I don't know what this, he wants your money. And if you sign up for a year, he'll give you something that's worth $100, which means that this is costing way more than $100.
He's so rich already. That guy.
I know.
Anyway. Well, that's the people, though, that is it. Like I just saw last night, Sammy Hagar is now launching Red Rocker Beer. Mm. I'm like, this guy. Does he ever stop selling us stuff?
You know, I guess that sometimes you probably set a goal for yourself, right? You're like, I want to be worth $100 million. And then once you are, you're like, this isn't enough. What else can we do?
Well, maybe it wasn't hard enough.
Maybe. Maybe he's like, no, let's just try something really challenging.
Maybe the first one went so well and so easily that he just went.
You know, I'm going to text him. I'll ask him to come on and talk about his Red Rocker beer. And we'll be like, when is enough?
Oh.
Should I do it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll text
them.
You
mean you could have gotten Sammy on any day of all the days and you've just been sitting there?
I don't know if I could have. I'll find out. We're about to find out, aren't we?
Yeah. Come on.
All right. I'll text. I'll you know what? I actually don't know his number. I'll text his wife. She's like, she's the gatekeeper.
All right.
We're friendly, though.
All right.
Also, great news this week for Tracy Chapman. I already told you that you know, her song Fast Car, Tracy Chapman, this song came out 36 years ago. Fast Car shot up to number one on iTunes and on various other platforms after she performed it with Luke Combs on the Grammys. And it was a lovely performance that they definitely removed the fiddler from when they released it into the world.
Well, and it seemed to have a very warm reception.
Really, really well received. I agree. So Fast Car, her song, her version of it, went up about 241% in streams after her Grammy performance, and which in a way seems low to me. And if you haven't seen her perform it with Luke Combs, you know, go Google it. It's great. So thanks to that performance, the streams went up 241% the very next day. She had 949,000 streams compared to 278,000 the week prior. So people must have been streaming her song more overall just because of the Luke Combs thing.
Of course.
Her digital song Sales.
When I first heard it, I went, I don't remember her sounding like this. Remember that? And you go, that's because it's a dude.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, I didn't know there was
a
cover.
That explains it.
I didn't get it.
Well, I didn't realize either. And then, you know, when we started playing it, I was like, wow, that's interesting. And listen, as far as I'm concerned, Luke Combs made his way into my life from this thing. So congrats to him too. So here's the thing, just to show you that no one buys songs, people did buy her song. Her sales went up 38,000% from basically she didn't sell any to 14,000 sales, which the math on that, it doesn't math out to me. It's like saying people returned the song a bunch of times the week before too, because wouldn't it just go up 14,000% if she sold 14,000? Maybe they mean 140,000.
You're getting caught up in numbers none of us understand.
But think about that. Like for your sales, if my sales on iTunes went up 38,000%, from zero, I would think I would have sold 38,000 units. Right. But she went up to four. She sold, they're saying here she sold 14,000 units. Luke's cover also got some love. It rose 37% in streams to hit 1.6 million. So streamed, well, it was still way more than she did. And it went up 3,900 in sales to 6,000. It's just a weird thing.
Want to play a quick game?
Yeah, I want to play a game. Kidding me? Is it a mini game?
It's a mini game.
Oh.
Oh my God. Some days you eat the bear. Some days the bear eats you.
Nobody knows what that means. Okay.
People in Maine do, I assure you.
Tracy Chapman's net worth, according to the internet, and a couple places said the same number.
I will say $8 million.
Oh.
Less.
Oh, $4 million.
$6 million.
Ah.
Which.
She had a mega hit.
Just hearing that number, you go, okay, she's good. But then if you think like, well, if she owns a $3 million house and some of that money's put away in some kind of a 401k, you know, yikes.
Right.
So I'm happy to see her get a little injection.
Right. I mean, this has to have been a huge royalty benefit for her because, you know, who knows what she's getting for all these streams and sales and stuff. But just there have to be
royalties.
She
doesn't live here anymore, does she?
I think she does live here. I don't know. You know, we can look that up. Or did we just give her a penny by playing this right now? I guess that even when Luke Combs's version of the song plays, she probably also gets a penny. You know, if she still owns the publishing on this.
She lives a quiet life in San Francisco.
Hey, Tracy.
Chapman is so private that many San Franciscans were surprised to learn after the Grammys that she lives in their city. She's not part of the socialite scene or involved in politics, and she seems mostly to avoid major events. But she can still be seen around town.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Tracy, we're right here. We probably live pretty close to you. Come on over. Stop by. Do we make coffee here? We have coffee maker here?
Yeah, we have a coffee maker.
Great. We have coffee that we'll make for you. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Oh, jeez.
Jeez.
Every day. Over and over.
I have a new, how do I put this? The new way for you to do laundry after these.
All right. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
You're just going to laugh at the end of every Maroon 5 song. It's Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show all this week, 905, 1205, and 305. This is amazing. If you're sick of winter, here's the cure for that. A chance to win a trip for two to a four-day, three-night luxury vacation to any one of the selected Sandals Jamaica resorts with a round-trip airfare. Just listen for the keyword and enter them in at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice 973 Instagram page.
I love
page.
That place.
It is the best Instagram page of all times.
Keeps getting awards.
Stay amazing. Connected by following our Instagram for exclusive glimpses into the studio. It's your ultimate destination for entertaining behind-the-scenes moments. You'll see the morning show. You'll see V. Hale. You'll see Jane.
You see our new digs? We're always, Brit is always putting up our new digs.
I'm posting a picture of the nice view of the sunrise.
Here. Oh, that
is so pretty.
Yeah.
Like crazy. All right, well, lightning. That's going up any second now. You'll want to see that.
Amazing.
We've got luxury digs here in downtown San Francisco.
We do.
Broadcasting luxury. From Studio 9. Here we go.
Hello.
So yesterday there was a ton of rain on my way home, and then it did sort of, by afternoon, cleared up, calmed down. Today should be mostly clear. You might see some clouds, but we should not have any more rain.
I would be fine with that. That's, you know, no more rain.
Let's dry out for a minute.
Yeah.
You in?
I'm invested in what you're saying. I believe you, and I'm going to be very pissed if it starts raining.
Yeah. My pants and my socks were all wet yesterday by the time I got back to my car.
I bet. I'm telling you, when dumping. I left here, it was dumping hard, and the drive out of the city was chaos.
Eek. Yikes.
Okay, so not today, though. Today's going to be much cooler.
Today is fine.
Don't forget, the San Francisco 49ers play this Sunday in the Super Bowl versus the hated Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, hated.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Taylor's on that team.
Hated.
Okay. I guess I'll hate
Kansas
them
City
this
Chiefs.
Week.
They've won enough. It's our turn.
Okay.
Darn it. Okay, so that's this Sunday, I believe, at 3:30. Now, this is interesting. It's sports related, but it's a good story. So, as you know, the Oakland A's have proposed, and it's been voted on, and are planning to move to Vegas to become the second Bay Area team to move from Oakland.
It's like Bay Area East.
Well,
that's annoying.
One very prominent name who seemed to publicly join a list of people pissed off about this is the Las Vegas mayor, Carolyn Goodman, who says, I think that team should stay in Oakland. That's their
I like
team.
Her. I suddenly
and
like
I
her.
Do understand, as a mayor and a politician, you can take the pulse of any or you should be able to take the pulse of any situation and have a sense of it. And that team's being stolen. The Oakland A's are the Oakland A's. They live here. They should play here. It sucks the stadium situation, and the owner's just like, no, we're out of here.
Well, where was she when the Raiders got stolen? Or did they? Do we not feel that they were also stolen?
No. That the stadium thing has been a problem, and Oakland isn't a big enough city to say, we got this, let's just buy them stadiums.
Mm.
I don't blame them. Anybody in their right mind would say, we can't give you a stadium. Mm. It's billions of dollars. We just can't do that.
And so, you have billions of dollars, and you own a football team. Maybe you should pay for it.
She made it clear on a podcast that she prefers the A's to remain in Oakland. Despite expressing excitement about the possibility of an MLB team coming to Vegas, she says, Not that one. Let them stay in Oakland and we'll get a nut. Like, let's be an expansion team.
Did anybody mention to her about our stolen football team? Is that what
was she's that not mentioning team? That. Mm-hmm. I don't know where she stood on the, but I do know they now have a very successful hockey franchise. They've got the Raiders. They've got the Super Bowl there this year.
So they're out there looking to poach someone's baseball team and probably someone's basketball team too.
She says, this is the mayor again of Las Vegas is taking digs at Fisher's ownership. Of course, the team has not been doing very well.
Oh, is that why she doesn't want them?
No, I mean, I think that it's just clear that this owner has tubed them here in the area to get them out of here.
Yeah.
He sees,
well, he would always be like, you know, the whole upper deck is tarped off. No one's coming to these games.
Anyway, I don't know if it's going to change anything, but it's nice to hear someone in Las Vegas not on the get over here yesterday plan. So I don't know what this will help. I don't know what will happen, but I just thought, man, the poor fans of Oakland.
I know.
That grew up with that team, buy all that gear, have been part of the sell the team and let them stay. And the owner's like, no. Now.
Yeah. Nah.
It's mine.
Now. Now.
No, it's mine.
Yeah.
Like, how about, hey, Fisher, how about you go over to Larry Ellison, knock on his front door and say, listen, it's only going to cost you $600 billion. You want it? He'll cut that check.
$600 billion. That seems like a
lot. Well, whatever it costs. I mean, that's, you know. Ellison, he'll just go, yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, here, let me get my checkbook out of my pocket.
Okay. There's that.
Okay.
I support the A's staying in Oakland. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm. I hope that can happen. Mm. A laundry expert.
Oh, okay. Is it Marie Kondo?
No.
Didn't she give up on that?
I don't know.
She quit her.
Well, yeah, she was saying, I think she had some kids, right? Yeah. She's like, I'm so overwhelmed. I can't keep my house like that. It's too much pressure.
Right. Oh, kids ruined her career?
The one who said, well, she's all set. That lady.
She made her money and now she's out.
Now she's just like, you know what I'm sick of? Organizing things. Now I finally get why no one's organized. It's because they have kids. I see. Weird.
Well, and speaking of the thing about kids, laundry never freaking ends.
It never ends. It's a constant just cycle. You fold it, put it away. They wear it. They get it dirty. You wash it. It goes to the dryer. You have to fold it, put it away. They wear it. It gets dirty.
Washing machines have all sorts of settings, like hand wash, eco, heavy duty. Most people use the basic, you know, washes.
Yeah.
Normal wash, and you do hot or cold.
Yep.
Or warm.
Yeah.
According to this, they say you don't need all that.
What do you need?
Use the express cycle from now on for most of your laundry.
Or for like a quick wash.
The quick wash is more than enough for almost everything you own, according to this laundry guy expert.
Huh.
And I thought, yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Most of, I'm a DJ.
Mm.
I'm not coming home from a long day and
covered in dirt and oil and stuff.
Building houses.
Right.
And I don't do any of that stuff today.
And those clothes, even the people who do wear those clothes, generally speaking, they don't care if they get them.
They're
perfectly
just putting
clean.
Them back
those
on.
Those are
right.
Work clothes.
Right.
John will wear the same work clothes that he just pulls on over his regular. He's like a pair of overall type jeans, you know, that he pulls over his regular pants and his shirt he pulls over his.
According to this, and I don't know if you're using the express cycle on your laundry settings, but they say it's more than long enough to get your clothes clean, short enough not to cause any damage to your clothes, because they do say washing and drying over repeatedly destroys the material. So it's
really
long enough to get them clean, short enough to cause less wear on your clothes.
What does he say about the temperature?
Oh, you can do it on, well, actually, they say warm.
Mm, just go for it. Because it's not real. Warm water is just, it's not all that warm.
I even have an eco, I have an eco warm setting.
Oh.
But they say here, warm water in the express cycle. That's exactly what they're recommending for the quickest. It's best for your clothes. It gets them clean. There you go.
Can
I'm
going to
start doing that. From now on.
Yeah, I'll try it too. We'll see. Just, yeah, I'm sure, I'm sure it'll work. So on your dishwasher.
Yeah.
I have a quick wash on there. And I've often thought, and I know that that doesn't mean that it's going to use less water or any of that, because they say a dishwasher is actually pretty water efficient.
Right.
It uses the same water. But my dishwasher, when I put it on normal wash, it's running and drying for 4 hours. It's on for hours. Yeah. So I'm talking 4 hours of electricity being used. So
4 hours?
I know. Well, I don't know, 3 hours? It seems like it's on forever.
Mine is an hour and a half for the full run and
dry,
which I think is long. I wonder if I could do the short load and see how that works.
I'm thinking I'll do it because, I mean, John practically washes every dish before it goes in there anyway.
Rinses it at least, right?
Well, yeah, there's nothing. I mean, you know, okay. It's not washed. But it is washed.
Like, no, it's not
he's
washed.
Removed everything.
It's not. No, it's not. By the way, speaking of John, what's the snow report? How'd they do?
They did great.
They have the best time of their lives?
It was like 8 inches of powder on top of groomed runs. It was beautiful. It was snowing all day yesterday.
Oh.
They just went all day.
They loved it. They had a great time.
Oh.
Yeah, really, really good
time. And they're waking up this morning to drive home.
They came home last night, actually. They bailed last night. They wanted to get home. It had stopped snowing, and they were like,
Did you make them come home?
Absolutely not. I didn't.
They call you and you went, get home?
No.
Mommy's lonely.
Get your ass.
Mommy's not lonely. No.
You better be in the car.
That wasn't how it went.
You sure?
They just decided to come home.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right, I think. I told Kissa you could stop. Look, I don't know any more than you do.
I said,
we're going to head home tonight. We want to sleep in our own beds. I don't want to do a review of the place that they stayed at, but they didn't love it. Well, you know, John had to sleep on the pullout because somehow our little lordling, little Prince Riley, had to sleep in the main bed.
What?
I don't know.
Somehow.
Dude, look, I was not there to negotiate. I would have said, kid, on the couch.
Was it because it was Riley's treat? So it was like, you know.
Oh, yeah, right, because Riley
Riley treated,
thing, right?
So he got
so
the
he
bed.
The bed.
Get
that,
it.
That must be what it was.
Right.
So John was like, my back was hurting me. When I
well, yeah, he's old.
Yeah. I can make it, that's elder abuse right there, Riley.
It is elder
well,
abuse.
Maybe Riley took the drive up, like he drove going up. Did he drive?
I don't know how they shared the duties. No, and Riley, absolutely not.
Yeah, I bet. I'm sure.
Father, can you put my ski boots on while I sit here comfortably on the bed?
I'm just going to lay down. Just put my boots on for me, Father.
No, put them on your feet to warm them up first.
Ay, ay, ay.
Can you warm those up? Can you breathe into those for a while?
Yeah. Children of the Bay Area, when you grow up, you want to be Sarah's kids. Yeah. That's who you want to be.
There are currently no positions available. I'm not having any more
She's
kids.
She's accepting resumes. Send them in.
Don't bother.
Ever throw a party while your parents were away?
Yes, and it was a disaster.
Oh, did it make the local news?
It didn't.
This one did. You know it went sideways when it makes the local news. A TV station in Cincinnati just talked to a mom named Bridget Strayan after her kid's party got completely out of hand.
Oh, boy. It happens. Like, the word gets around, and then it goes to other schools, and suddenly there's 1,000 kids there, and you don't even know any of them.
None of them know you.
Mm. They don't give a rat's ass. Well, they're eating your food. They're tearing up your stuff. They're having, you know, lamp jousting.
That's exactly what happened, and while I think that it completely sucks that people would come to someone's house, but that is what kids do.
Yeah. They're like, looking for a place to party.
That is why you don't throw a party at your house where your family lives, because wasted teenagers do what comes to mind. Like, you know, it'd be funny if I break this.
Mm-hmm.
I dare you.
Yeah. You know, it'd be really funny is if I boned my girlfriend in your parents' bed and then barfed all over it. That'd be so fun.
While this mom was out of town last week, and her 18-year-old daughter threw a rager and made the invitation public.
Oh, God.
More than 100 kids showed up for the party.
That actually seems small. They live in a tiny town.
And they say some of them decided to intentionally trash the place.
How awful.
They say here just to get her in trouble. And while I do understand that's the outcome of what went down, I think kids don't even, they're just thoughtless little pigs.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Alec.
drunk and thoughtless, without a care in the world.
Not my house, not my problem.
Right. Exactly.
Cops come, I'm going to run.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
I agree, I totally am.
If it was a broken vase or something, Bridget wouldn't have been too mad. But she says this went down to legitimate vandalism. They ripped her kitchen counters off the wall, smashed a guitar, poured booze in her washing machine, super glued cups and cinnamon to the countertops. Some idiot ate one of her plants and then barfed one of the plants back up. They stole a porcelain goose named Betty from her front porch that she says, I love that goose.
Aww.
A friend gave it to her a while back.
Oh, that's terrible.
And someone from the party decided to hold Betty hostage. They made a TikTok video taunting her.
Is she
we have Betty. Oh,
this is a nightmare. I just feel so... I feel bad for the lady who trusted her 18-year-old and left. And I want to just ground that 18-year-old forever. You know, the only thing you can hope is that that girl, that young woman, learned something. Too late, but she did that. She learned something. I used to tell my kids all the terrible things that had happened when we threw a huge party at my parents' house. I came home from college and my brother had put out the word that we were having a party. And it was a disaster. The place was freaking trash. And my mom cried. It was awful. It was just horrible. It was a disaster. And it was, so I would just rail that off just to try to keep them from doing. They never did. Knock wood. Hopefully they won't. Hopefully they won't be there sometime. God, they're too old for that now, right?
Well,
the high school kids don't want to come to their party.
I don't see many Dungeons and Dragons parties getting out of hand.
I know. The nerds are so polite.
So I'm not.
Oh
this
boy.
Is video of the destruction. Brent found video of it. Oh, there's the broken guitar.
Oh, they broke a little toy guitar.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised that the kids, drunken teenagers, did vandalism. That's not surprising to me at all. And it's awful. It sucks. And one of the things that...
Who has Betty?
Betty the Goose has been returned, though. The good news is.
Oh, that's good. Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Kids don't know what it takes to make the money.
No.
So they have any idea that you've worked your ass off and continue to, and that stuff isn't easily replaced.
You love your home.
Yeah.
And you've
you know why I bought that stuff? Because I wanted it.
Right.
In my house in one piece.
For me, I worked hard, saved my money, and got that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vin, don't you mean a laundro expert? Yeah, sorry. Laundry expert is the wrong way to say stuff.
Right.
It's laundro.
It's a laundromat.
Who has it better than John?
Nobody!
No, the answer is Riley.
Oh, that's right. That's Riley.
Who
Riley!
Has it better than John?
Riley!
Oh.
Wait.
Sarah, please adopt me. You can teach me how to crochet, and I would never make you warm my boots. LOL. Love y'all. Nikki.
Right. You know, maybe I will. Maybe I'll get a new family. I'll let them know it's going down and see if they change their ways.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's get the Taylor stories out of the way, shall we?
All right.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.